this is Simone.
And this is Clean Ears.
And today, we are talking about Christians and online dating.
Oh, snap!
Should we do it? Are we doing it? Won't he do it?
Amen.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to let you lead. I think I dated online for like 3 days, okay. And I got off.
Okay. Well, I feel like this all came about because I have heard a lot from the pulpit. Not like a lot, but enough from the pulpit. And then also, you know, on the streets about Christians and online dating. We love to talk about Christian Mingle and clown it heavily. I mean, I don't know any Christians who haven't clowned Christian Mingle in some way, shape, or form because it seems real...
corny.
Yeah, real corny. So no one wants to be part of it, but I still know Christians who are on other dating sites, from Tinder to Plenty of Fish to Match.com. I know people who've actually met their mate and gotten married from there as Christians. So should we shun online dating? Should we be part of online dating? I know it's weird and different, and people are still, you know, the stigma is kind of still there, but also not for a lot of people, so... there's a lot. There's things. Let's talk.
Well, we've already established to be a scientific fact that these Christian men aren't quite choosing up in person. You know, being as though bushes don't just be burning and stuff, you know, then it's just a little harder. You know, the natural discern, you know, is just not there without these other signs and wonders. And so sometimes you just have to sign in and wonder what you got.
Angel!
Oh, gosh, I can't stand y'all. Sometimes, I'm sorry, guys.
Sometimes you have to sign in and wonder, help us.
But sometimes you just got to give these people some help. And so you get online, you make a little profile to let the world know, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I've done some online dating. If you have followed my personal blog, then I've definitely talked about it. But it's one of those situations where you have to be discerning in any situation. I mean, Christian or otherwise, should be really discerning with online dating because people are weird online. It's a very weird space. I mean, some people feel very comfortable speaking with completely no filter and they want to be 100% themselves, or even in profiles, you see a lot of bitterness towards past relationships or to the other gender. You see people who are not happy to have to online date, but they feel like this is the only way for them. And I think for Christians, it's easy to get discouraged or even get to a place of where you feel like you have to take whoever comes your way, even if they don't still align with what you are looking for a partner. So I think that's really interesting. And what I wanted to say when I heard from the pulpit was that I've heard, I have a whole thing with preachers telling people how to date since most of them have been married since they were like 7. So they don't know about dating in the 21st century. But I hear a lot of people who feel like there are only desperate people online, or that it's a sign of not trusting God if you do online dating.
You're not letting yourself be found. You're out here pursuing as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like, no.
Right, yeah.
I feel like most people are just giving themselves more avenues to be seen because they don't feel like they're being seen in the places that they are. I mean, there's very few people who are meeting someone at the grocery store anymore or at the gas station or where people meet coffee shops. Like, meet cutes don't really happen like that anymore.
Exactly. And it's always people who have been married for a long time who are like, you just go to the grocery store and you just wear like your cute yoga pants. And you're just like, and I'm like, sis, I don't know what year that worked for you. But that's no longer a thing. We're not bumping into each other under a shelter in the rain. We're not reaching for the same apple. It's not happening.
So for a lot of people, they just feel like it gives them options where they don't have options. And if you're using it correctly, if you're using it discerningly, if you are really vetting people as you should through these avenues, and just like we talk over the app and then we talk on the phone and then we meet in person, and I would still take it slow. Like, don't let the false feeling of knowing someone online make you go too fast in person. I feel like a lot of people do that. They're like, I think I know you because we've talked online a couple times, or we've talked on the phone a couple times, but that's not real intimacy. Intimacy comes in person, face to face, through that type of conversation, or even if you're on the phone, that does help, but really it is seeing someone and knowing who they are.
My challenge when it comes to online dating, what caused me to walk away
after 3 days?
It was too much. It was overwhelming. You know, getting these emails about however many people looked at your profile, how many people like liked or tapped or swiped or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I was just
I'm very much, if you know me in real life, you know that I'm very much like an action person. Mm. I'm like, so what are we doing? And so because I'm not a passive person that way, I'm like, you looked at my profile. So we're like, are we gonna like talk? Is that it? Like, what is that? That's it? Why am I being notified? If you didn't say anything to me, and I think I received some messages that I never read because I was just like, oh, you gotta pay for that. But,
but we know what app you were on, what online situation.
But it just, to me, I don't need to have all of these people at my disposal. I feel like I just need one Jesus.
Ooh.
And for it was overwhelming to me. Because I think I was on Tinder for 30 minutes.
I've thought about doing Tinder.
I got on Tinder for 30 minutes back when Tinder was still a horrible place to be and had a bad reputation.
Oh, it was the hookup.
But, yeah, and I wasn't looking to hook up, but I think I'd heard so much about it. And I'm like, what is this? Yeah, let me figure out what these directions are. And so, I got on there for like 30 seconds. And then after I like swiped, I realized who's really swiping in the yes direction that I still haven't determined which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who's really swiping yes? I feel like I just swiped no for everybody for 30 minutes. Because then I realized, like, so when I looked through like a scroll of 47 guys, I was like, one, they all run together. And two, I was like, nobody like really stands out. How am I supposed to pick someone? And then I got really overwhelmed. And then I was just like, nah. And then I just deleted everything because I was just like, this is not my ministry. So that's been my struggle with both the sites that I tried. I never stayed long because I felt like it was too much information.
I was on for a while. Went on a couple dates through apps. No, I'm still single, so it didn't work out.
Reverse direction.
But I feel like for me, it's just really the vetting of people that who are willing to go all the way through the process with you. I feel like a lot of people who are on online dating apps and websites are used to a faster pace. They want it to be faster than it is in real life. And so they're like, they like that artificial sense of intimacy that comes from doing things online and feeling like you know each other online and just trading social media, so then you just know what they're like and you can, you know, follow them everywhere so you feel like you know them, so they want that to equate to real life. And I'm old enough to have lived my life before social media, so I still want that in-person one-on-one connection. And I feel like if you can't get a person who's willing to still work at your pace, who still has the same values and beliefs like you do, and they are not just following along because that's what you say that you like, kind of waiting for that moment to see if you really about that life. Are you really Christian? Are you really not going to do this? Are you really about, you know, going to church on Sundays? Let's talk up, you know, how is your actual faith? What is Bible life like? You know, situations like that. They're not willing to walk that out with you, then they're just not worth the time. Online dating is a lot of time. It's just so much time.
I feel like with the profiles, I never know what to say. But I think that's a great point, though, about just trying to see what the fruit is like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think also there are a lot of people who don't know what they want.
Yeah.
And who are like, well, I think I want a relationship because I want somebody. And also, there are people who want a relationship so badly that it's like, I know my list has 20 things, but you have 5. And so it's like, it does take a minute to see, okay, what does this look like in real life? What does your life look like? Are we actually compatible? Because we can't just be like, oh my gosh, I pick out all the red jelly beans too. Let's get married. Pink Starburst only. We together.
Yeah, and I think that's the only thing that I would think about with online dating. But I also think there's no stigma to it. I think you find someone the way you find someone, especially if there's low pickings at your church. Do not be ashamed to be on these apps trying to find you someone. It's already rough out here. As long as you're doing it with a good heart and discernment, swipe.
Yes, I think it's a good idea because you get a chance to see who's single and who's not. You know, these newfangled men, you know, a lot of people are wearing these bands now. But for a long time, dudes were out here without the bands. I don't know why that was. And so, because we've expressed that we are old enough to have lived life before social media, it means we're also old enough for these bands to not exist on everybody. And so, one thing I like about online dating is that you can know who's available. And then you can... And while it does still require discernment, you can at least see what somebody's about. Some people may be like, I just want a girl to have fun with. You can just be like, nah. So I do appreciate that you can see who's available and kind of get an idea of what their intentions are. I have a question.
Yes.
As an online dater-ish, or did I say that was...
Former?
No, not you, but I'm just saying like for like people.
Okay.
Is it just a space where men are to be reaching out to women, or is it women like, hey, I'm swiping on you, I'm in your things?
Women can reach out as well. I feel like ladies are at a place of where we're ready to kind of have our hand in the relationship to kind of let guys know, because I found that they are clueless. So letting them know that you're interested, being like, hey, for pursuit right here, available, woo woo, hey boo, what's good, send a little some. I think a lot of guys appreciate the heads up. It's just a matter of getting to a place where you're not doing all of the work and kind of like letting them know that the lead can be taken rather than taking the lead all the way through. I feel like for a lot of women, it's really up to you to figure out how comfortable you are. I know a lot of girls who are like, I will never, ever, ever be the one to first say something. I'm not that girl personally. I will let it be known that, hey, what's good?
You're cute.
But I think it's really up to you. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
Exactly. Because for me, it was just a matter of like my preference. It doesn't work for me because I'm... so much of a, like I said, talk to you, get to know you right here, right now. I don't have time to wait on you to figure out whether or not you're going to swipe in whatever direction kind of person.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like it didn't necessarily work for my communication style. But I also don't see anything wrong with it. Again, know people who've had successful relationships through it. And I think that especially with not just the way that church culture can be, where sometimes, complicated for men to approach women because rejection is just the worst thing on the planet.
Yeah.
But I think I think it's just a great place and a great way to just say, okay, let me see what people want, see what's out there, let them know available. And I'm actually here for it.
So I would love to know what you guys think. If you guys are currently online dating, if you actually met your current boo online, you can drop it in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, let us know.
Yes, definitely. And if you are listening to this, hit us up on the medias and let us know.
Yeah,
we would love to know your story and what site you on, because if it's working,
right, if it is working, if a lot of y'all are in the same place, do not be surprised if Sarita J makes an appearance
at Mona Lisa.
That's all. Until next time,
have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.